So welcome back. This chapter, after going through the deposits and the loans or the assets, we'll come to the retail credit analysis. This is the core function on which the loans are given to individuals, and therefore understanding of this function will help us to understand how retail bank operates and how it kind of becomes an intermediary between persons who have money to invest in as deposits and the person who needs money in terms of loans. So retail credit analysis, it retails to determining the credit worthiness of an individual before loan is disbursed. What do you mean by credit worthiness? The credit worthiness is the ability to pay back the loan along with the interest over the period of the loan. So if the loan is given for 5 years, then the credit analysis, retail credit analysis, helps you evaluate whether the person will be able to pay the loan over the 5 years back to the bank. And that's what credit analysis is. And only if the person is found credit worthiness to give to pay back that loan, is the loan disbursed to him. The amount involved is smaller and gives support to lifestyle to run their business. The risk of non-payment of loan is very high, and the cost of bad loan is really high in the banking system. Risk is the loan which is given to individual, and no information is available on credit worthiness. Principles of sound lending: you need to know the purpose of the loan, the ability of the borrower to repay, what is the term of loan which is sought for, and most importantly, the integrity of the borrower. Is the borrower asking money and will run away with the money, do a fraud, or is the person having high level of integrity where he'll do whatever it takes to pay back that loan? That is very important while evaluating the loan worthiness of the person. Characteristics: the loan is actually given to individuals. In many cases, there is no collateral. It's given on the gut feeling that the individual will repay. Although now with more and more technology getting involved, it's no longer a gut feeling, but a kind of a probability model that works behind, which works on how, what is the probability of the person being able to repay or not to repay. And accordingly, loans are given. Danger to this kind of credit appraisal: individual is the risk, person may not want to pay, which we have discussed. It's more about integrity question rather than the ability to pay sometimes. The call of the society the person comes from has on the effect of risk. Middle class persons are better risk than affluent or poor people, because they want to pay back as they want to grow up the ladder of standard of living. Area of the person stays is significant. Certain areas have higher rate of default. Profession of the person pursues is important. Lawyers or government officials are as negative profiles and not credit worthy. Very difficult to say this statement, but the probability again is that if they don't want to pay, they have reasons and ability and knowledge to prolong the recovery by the bank, and therefore they are treated as negative profile. Otherwise, it's not that they are not credit worthy, it's just that if they don't want to pay, if their integrity level goes down, then you will have trouble. Sales by DSA: normally DSAs just push the product without looking at the credit worthiness of the buyer, and as a result of which, whatever sales have been done by DSA, which is direct selling agents, there's a high risk and a danger of the money not coming back. And lastly, even if you have collateral, some of the assets may be difficult to repossess, and therefore they give a danger that it looks like your loan is backed by a security, but if you're not able to take control of the security, then it is as good as unsecured loan. That's a danger. Risk containment: so you determine what kind of work is done by the person, what kind of field he is, what kind of work he does, look at his past credit history, check whether he has paid, taken any loan in the past and paid on time, or has he delayed, or what has happened. There are now credit bureaus like CIBIL who provide all this information with a click of a button, and therefore banks get into a better position to provide loan because they find the credit worthiness through the credit bureaus. Banks decide not to lend to people in certain professions. We discussed before, like lawyers or maybe politically affected people, because they perceive a certain kind of risk associated with that kind of profession. Check the area the person stays. Check the individual's take-home salary, net disposable income, a certain number of dependents, and check whether there are imminent expenditure such as daughter marriage coming up in near future, which will impact the ability to pay for that period or little ahead of that. So therefore, all this are checked by face-to-face and some documents. So what documents are required for retail credit analysis is, of course, the identity of the person, the PAN card, the salary slip, the address, any credit card, loan repayment history, bank statements, and in case there are assets owned by him or her, then the documents supporting the ownership of that assets. Some of the verification and safety indicators which the bank has to do is do the address verification. If the person is working and has an office, then the office verification. The house owner, in case he is living on rent, ensure that the loan duration is such that it is be closed or repaid before retirement. Borrower has adequate resources to repay in case of job loss or things like that. Has a good loan record. And if he is a credit card holder with no history of default, then the probability is that the loan payment will be well on time and very high. So with that, we come to end of credit retail credit analysis. Thank you for your time.